Church gives us a number of options for the reading today. You can choose from a list. And the first recommendation for the gospel is the one we hear today. It's from Luke chapter 17, the cleansing of the 10 lepers. Last year, on Thanksgiving Day, when I preached, I mentioned that there was a word beneath the surface in this reading that's a very central theme for us as Christians. And it takes place when the leper who's been cleansed turns to Christ, and he's described as lying down at his feet and giving thanks. And in Greek, the word that's used for this man's posture is eucharisteo, which means thanksgiving. It gives us the word in English, Eucharist, which is what we're doing at this very moment, celebrating the Eucharist. So it means in a way that in the Eucharist, when we worship, this very celebration, it's our way as Christians of placing our lives, our minds, our hearts, our souls at the feet of Christ and offering thanks to the best of our abilities. It's a reminder to us in a way that all gratitude, no matter how big or small, ultimately points to God and finds fulfillment in God. The great Indian spiritual writer, a Jesuit named Anthony de Mello, who said, "You sanctify whatever you are grateful for. You sanctify whatever you are grateful for. You make it holy in a way." When I think of that line, I think it speaks of the fact that we obviously need to be grateful for the enormous gifts in life, the very wonderful, exceedingly great things that God provides. But we also need to be, in a way, grateful for the very small things in life. Because when we are, we're sanctifying, we're making holy what many people would overlook, what could be forgotten. And if we sanctify, if we make holy the little things of life, it's preparation in a sense for us to sanctify, to make holy, to give thanksgiving for the enormous, great, wonderful things in life. I'd like to highlight another word that's beneath the surface of our gospel today that's very central to our lives as Christians as well. And it takes place in the last verse. Christ says to the leper who has been cleansed, "Stand up, arise." In Greek, the word for this is anastas, which in Greek is a word that means multiple things. It means literally stand up, arise, but it can also mean resurrection, to rise from the dead. It's kind of fascinating that in this gesture, the leper standing up, rising, there's a type of allusion to Christ's resurrection from the dead. And this reality, arising again, is a central theme for us as Christians. I often think hearing confessions of the line from Proverbs chapter 24 that says, "Though the just one stumble seven times a day, he, she rises up again. Though the just one stumble seven times a day, he, she rises up again." It's the mark of a saint, in many ways, to continue to arise. I like the line from Proverbs because it treats stumbling as something that's inevitable. It doesn't just happen occasionally in your life. It's something that's really an everyday occurrence. It happens several times a day. We fall a bit short of the standard that we have in Christ. But we get up again. This is the mark of the just one. You might also say it's the mark of the saint to get up again, even though it's difficult. We want to please God. We want to do what God asks of us, but we're weak and feeble in many ways. We're foolish. We can be forgetful of God's presence in our lives. So when we rise again, when we stand again, it's a way of giving glory to God. In some ways, as a way of pointing to the resurrection itself. There's an enemy that we have as Christians who tries to lead us astray, to cause us to stumble. But the enemy also wants us to stay down when we do. And for us, that means a double defeat. The mark of a saint is to stand up again and again. It's partly why we come here together to worship, because can't we say that doing this together gives us strength to pick one another up and pick ourselves up to continue on the journey of life? I want to give a reference, a little credit now to Tim Toms. He's here today. He's the new archivist for the Archdiocese. I told him that I was going to reference him today. Tim reminded me yesterday that this is a very significant anniversary. 25 years ago, on Thanksgiving Day, the Cathedral Church was rededicated. A number of you have been here since that time. Some of you are probably here on that day 25 years ago. I was a freshman in high school, different part of the state. I wasn't here, so I don't know which of you are here, but by show of hands, I'll take your word for it. If you were here that day, it's a lot of people who are still here. Isn't that amazing to be coming back again and again 25 years later? I'm sure you looked exactly the same 25 years ago as you do today. I don't, but I'm sure you do. It's important to remember what's happened in these past 25 years and to think of this word, anastos, as being part of the story of this cathedral in a way, because there was a period of time in which the future of this cathedral, in a way, was in doubt. There was a lot of uncertainty. Only a few people were parishioners. The downtown community wasn't in great shape at the time. There was doubt as to whether this place could survive. So in a way, today, as we worship in this beautiful place, we say, in a sense, that this cathedral is a living embodiment of anastasis, resurrection, rising again. The mystery is incomplete if this space alone rises, experiences resurrection. We too, friends, members of the church, we too have to reveal, we have to live out this virtue in our lives as well.